guys could feel it, but I felt the Lord so strong. And he was blowing upon each of us, trying to knit himself to us in our spirit. And I felt he was blowing his breath upon us once again to revive whatever things that were stuck. That's what I heard. Sometimes there's things in our spirit that are just stuck. We don't know that they're there, but it's like dust.
Like what?
Dust. And I felt God was blowing upon each and every one of us, removing all that dust off of us. That he was fanning the flames of fire once again.
Well, that's kind of like my attitude, something. Look unto the heavens. I am doing a mighty work. I am cleansing the earth.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
I just kept going.
Mm-hmm. And
the Holy Spirit is handing us a scepter. And the scepter is like a torch. And when we have that fire within us, when we go towards different people that are in the world or out there, you take your scepter of fire and you put it over that person. And I kept on seeing these, that it, the fire would go into them, do whatever the Holy Spirit had to do within them, and then when you pulled your scepter back up, it would like reignite again so that you could go to the next person. And I said, wow, Lord, that's pretty powerful. And one of the things that in the book of Esther, in the story of Esther, which is coming up, you know, Purim for the Jewish faith, this is kind of what I wanted to say, help me, Lord. For such a time as this, every one of us are to be equipped and hold that scepter of fire that the Lord gives to each one of us. But that scepter of fire only comes when we get in his presence, when we spend time with him, when, I don't know how else to put it than that. But what was so powerful that the Lord allowed me to understand the scepter a long time ago. And I really didn't understand the scepter, And the Lord showed me that his scepter had like a crown on the top of it. And flames come out of that crown. And when a king or a queen puts the scepter towards the people, most people just think they bow down, you know, or they, you know, give adoration to the king. But what the Lord showed me is that when the king exerts the scepter, that you take the scepter and you grab a hold of the scepter. And you grab it by the point, like this mic, I'll use it as an example. It's like, this is the scepter, and I grab it like this. And that fire goes all through you. But it is you accepting that scepter. You taking your hand and grabbing a hold of the fire of the Lord.
Well, you know, strange, a couple, in the last night or night before, I'm in sleep, and I felt the wind of the Lord.
The wind.
Over across my face, mm-hmm. more than once.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's not a draft in the house, it's just I felt it.
The breath of the Ruach.
And we have, I don't even know to be honest, maybe for quite a few Sundays, we played nothing except at the beginning, the wind of the Holy Spirit, his wind blowing and blowing and blowing. Because wherever his wind blows, there's change. So when I'm talking about that fire, that scepter of fire, it causes change in us. But then we hold it back up, he fills it back up, and we can give it out again. That fire is what cleanses people, cleanses the church, cleanses us.
And as mighty wind has blown.
And it is blowing. So
I got to personally experience that this past Monday. And I thank God for that. I went through something not so fun. I went in for a thyroid biopsy, and I was only told I was going to get 4 pokes. Well, I found out I had 7. And I thought about that. I said, Lord, isn't there just a perfect number? But, it's final. And he blew his breath upon me to help me breathe because it was a part where I couldn't breathe. The demonic force that came upon me. And I started to just plead the blood of Jesus, and it was yanked off immediately off me. And the Lord is good to his children.
Amen.
And he's just an awesome God. And I'm cancer free.
Hallelujah.
So don't take that.
Amen.
No, don't tread on me. Amen.
Amen.
So I just want to encourage you guys that the Lord is moving. The Lord is blowing, and receive that. He wants to just have you sit on his lap and just wants to love on you. Let him do that.
Yeah.
But you got to get his presence to do that. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, we're going to turn to Psalm 75. That's a thanksgiving for God's righteous judgment. God is doing amazing things upon this earth for his children, and we are his children.
Amen.
I think that's kind of special that it's his battle, he's fighting for us. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And I just praise him for his blood, for everything he did on the cross for us, and he just loves us so much. It's just, I can't, there's so much facets of his Holy Spirit. You can't grasp it all.
No.
And no wonder we're going to be in heaven for eternity, because it's going to take us an eternity to understand who we really are. Amen? Amen. Psalm 75. We give thanks to you, O God. We give thanks. For your wondrous works declare, your name is near. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I choose the proper time, I will judge uprightly. Amen. The earth and all of its heavens are dissolved, and I will set up pillars firmly. I say to the boastful, do not deal boastfully. And to the wicked, do not lift up the horn. Do not flip it up your horn on high. Do not speak with a stiff neck. For exalteration comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is fully mixed, and he pours it out. Surely it dredges all the wicked of the earth, drain and drink down. But I declare forever that I will sing praises to the God of Jacob.
Hallelujah.
And all of the horns of the wicked will also cut off.
Yeah,
the horns of the righteous shall be exalted.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 That is a good word, and that's a promise from the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Almighty, the God of Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo. I'm not tired.
Hallelujah. We have a video that we're going to show you. This really touched Joe and I. It is Kent Christmas, and I think it was on the 14th.
It says February 12th.
Yeah, well, that's when it was posted, I guess. I'm not for sure. It's close.
No, this saith the Lord, the ears of men are going to begin to tingle at the sound of the reports that's going to begin to come forth, not just out of this nation, but I am shaking the earth now, says God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to begin to deal with the false prophets, saith the Lord, that have put words in my mouth, that have prophesied not to advance my kingdom, but to advance their own kingdom. And know this, saith God, I do not need other men to stand and point out what is true and what is false. I am God enough to defend my own name, and I am God enough to defend my own honor, saith the Lord. So just as I am going to, saith God, even this month, I'm going to demonstrate my power, and I'm going to begin to deal with the false prophets. Know this, saith God, those that have moved me off of my throne of judgment and have appointed themselves as arbitrators of the kingdom of the Lord to say who is right and who is wrong, I am also going to deal with them, saith God. Did I not say, judge not, and ye shall not be judged? For there has been confusion and chaos, saith the Lord, that has been loosed in the body of Christ by men who have not feared me, who have dared to think of themselves as ways that they can point a finger and say who is right and who is wrong. Man looketh on the outward appearance, saith God, but I look on the heart. And I am raising up voices in this hour who will defend my name. And there is a wave of the glory of the Lord that is coming. But know this, saith God, I have already declared that judgment shall begin in the house of the Lord. And this day, saith God, I've had enough of the hypocrisy. I've had enough of the counterfeit. I've had enough of those that have stood in wicked places and have done wicked things, and saith God, does not see. So I'm going to begin to move now, saith the Lord, not just in the secular realm, but know this, saith God, I said, be ye holy, for I am holy. At this day, saith the Lord, I loose a righteous anger out of the nostrils of God. I'm going to send a fire, saith the Lord, of purification that's going to hit the church and hit the nation and hit the government, saith God. I do not bow down, saith the Lord, because I have been silenced. The pride of men has risen up in my house. You've only known me as the God of mercy, but you will also know me as the God of equity and justice and righteousness. You do not hear the cries that I hear, saith God. When you are asleep at night, you hear not the moans of the oppressed and the broken and the afflicted. But have I not told you I don't sleep? So I hear every cry. I hear every moan. I see the injustice that has been perpetrated in the house of the Lord. And for what men have sown in my name that has been for their own self-promotion, know this, what they have sown, they shall reap sevenfold. For this generation has never seen the muscle of my arm uncovered. But I say unto thee, when I get done shaking the church and shaking the nation, I'm going to shake television networks that are unholy and unclean, saying, God, that you have dared to go on camera with filthy garments and say my name. I am going to raise up pure men and women that out of their belly, hallelujah, shall flow rivers of living water. Saith God, and when I am finished, my house will be for today in the name of the Jesus Christ that is redeemed here. Do not bow down, saith the Lord. Do not give in. Do not agree with the enemy. Do not be moved by what you see, but you stand on the word of the Lord. That is all we ask for and declare. If I said it, I will do it. If I declared it, it will be fulfilled. There is no man, there is no power, there is no government that will stand and say, you will not. I say, I shall, and I will, say the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was down to talk to my doctor about rebelsis.
Ask your healthcare provider about rebelsis today.
Is your almond back in stock?
God says that men have been in disguise in the house of the Lord. They have put on a disguise that the sheep could not see past. But I say to thee, I'm going to pull your disguise off.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to uncover your nakedness, says the Lord. And I'm going to reveal to the nations. When I am done, there will be shame and humiliation on men that have been honored by the house of the Lord, yet are not worthy of that honor, saith God. My focus for the next 3 months will not be on the government, will not be on politics, but it will now be on the house of the Lord, saith God. Get ready, saith God, for vomit's gonna come out of heaven. Because I'm gonna vomit out of my mouth the lukewarm that has been in the house of the Lord. You say, no one sees me. I saw you, says the Lord.
Amen.
I watched you, says God. You did it without fear. You have practiced sin without worry of retaliation. But oh, don't you know that a little leaven leaveneth the whole? What I have raised up in this house, saith God, is just a seed of what is getting ready to blossom. Not just in this state, but in the nation, says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Even if I declare that out of Zion shall go forth my word, out of this house, saith the Lord, this day I am loosed my prophet to declare that judgment begins in the house of the Lord. And as I begin to physically remove men and women, just as I killed Aaron's two sons because they offered strange fire, unauthorized. And I told Aaron, says the Lord, you will not rend your garments and you will not shave your head for your sons who have desecrated my house. You will not weep, says the Lord, over the judgment that is getting ready to be realized in the house of the Lord. Some will be friends. Some will be the hoary head in the house. Some will be those that have written books, pastored large churches. But with one hand saying, God, I'm going to clean the table of the bread of my presence, because there's an element that would not hunger for me. When I called you, says the Lord, you were too busy with your own worries, your own ideas, your own ambitions, your own goals. When I said, come into my presence, come to my wedding feast, but you said, I have other things to do, and we only want you when we need you to heal us and to bless us and get us out of a jam. But I am done, saith the Lord, of being only a God that shows up in the midnight hour. I am a God, saith the Lord, that I am looking for a bride now that I can join myself to, that is without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing. You will not use the excuse, I was not raised in this, I did not know, I did not understand. I have loosed enough words, saying God, in the last 5 years to bring revival to every nation in the earth. We're down in history as the year changed the destiny of men. God says one of the reasons the church has not been powerful is because of spirit of pride. Says the gifts that you have, you did not earn, I gave them to you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Even on this platform, saith the Lord, when I'm done, not all will be standing. Do not think, saith God, that I am entertaining you today with the word of the Lord, but I am declaring to you my intentions. And if the judgment begins on this platform, saith God, it's going to begin to go wave after wave, queue after queue, seat after seat, until from the front to the back, there is nothing but holiness in the house of the Lord. You said, but what about numbers? I don't need the lukewarm to make my house victorious. My house will be full, and I'm going to go to the unsaved, and I'm going to say, come, and they'll say, yes, can we come? And Bob says, I'm going to fill the house up with babies that love the glory of God, and out of the mouth of babes and suckling, saith the Lord, I am going to release my glory, my majesty, my beauty, my attributes, my power, and I will astound you.
How did they eat this but look like this? Why is it that people in the 1950s, 60s?
Hallelujah. It's coming, said God. It's coming, said God. It's coming, said God. I can't stop it, said the Lord. I've already released it. I've already looked at the death angel and said, go. And he's already on his way, said the Lord. And unless the blood of the Lamb is on the doorpost of your house, said God, he's of them have stopped dying. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the spirit of the bride say, come.
Hallelujah.
The spirit of the bride say, come.
Hallelujah.
The spirit of the bride say, come.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to astound. What you have seen so far, be blessing the hand of man. What you get ready to see is the creator power gone, not to help the man. Over time, says God, you have watched funerals of major networks, great politicians. At least they were great in the eyes of ungodly men. But I watched with disdain, saith God. And when they crossed over, says the Lord, and they stood before me, you would have not seen the arrogance, for they wilted. They begged, and I was not moved, because for many of your leaders, saith the Lord, they know who I am. They have heard my voice, and yet they have chose to take the laws of ungodliness, force it on this nation. So as I release full force, I get up about Sunday, when I get done, said God, there will be only a remnant left in this nation. I have warned, saith God. You barred me from your houses. You kicked the Holy Spirit out. You embraced sin on your platforms. Until now you call it woke, and I call it woe. Woe, saith God, for that which is getting ready to be released in the earth. You're going to begin to see megastructures that unexplainably, says the Lord, fire marshals would not be able to explain it, but they're going to burn to the ground. God says, I'm going to burn them to the ground, and I will remove the memory of who they were. I will raise up in their place a holy habitation. I honor you, says the Lord, that you want to build a house in this city, and I will bless you and I will pay for it. But know this, saith God, this move that will last until the sounding of the trumpet will never be known for being in a house. Because there is no building that can contain the glory. I see waves, saith God. I see waves like tsunamis that that are coming out of the throne room of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And they're going to begin to sweep across the entire states. What you're hearing in Asbury is just a little taste of what I'm releasing 9 months to come. But it's here, saith God. While the wicked are dying on one hand, the glory of the Lord is being released on the other hand. Judgment to the wicked and glory to the righteous. Hallelujah. Oh, I cannot be contained on a screen, saith God. My voice cannot depend upon your microphone. But what I am doing, saith the Lord, is the divine utterance of the glory and of the majesty of heaven. For there is so much that is yet to come. It be, saith God, that is going to rupture forth, and out of me shall flow rivers, tsunamis of the glory and of the majesty of God.
Do two W-2s make a W-4?
Are you kidding?
Bless you.
As sovereignly says the Lord, I'm going to deal with the demons of sickness that are trying to destroy my people. And what hell thought would shut the church forever with the coronavirus. Now saith God, I'm gonna lose something that the gates of hell cannot prevail against. God says, you've not seen me like you're fixing to see me. God says, I have wrecked myself and held myself back. But no more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, yayababa someday. Unveiling, says God. Unveiling, says God. The veil, I'm ripping the veil in the spirit, says the Lord. That what has separated the church from me, I'm rendering it now. I'm tearing open the heavens, saying God, and I am loosing in the spirit realm everything that I have declared, everything that I have prophesied, everything that you've interceded for. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. To you thought that they measured who I was. So the church defined success as how many people were in the building. how much money is coming in. How many people saw them on television. God said, I am not impressed with your offerings and your structures. I am impressed with a broken and a contrite spirit. I have always declared, says the Lord, that the glory of the latter house will be greater than the beginning. And yet, my people have always had to look backwards to get a glimpse of my glory. Not anymore. My great men of old and my great women, they have sustained my memory. But I will no longer be a memory to you. But I am now going to be a reality.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Today, says the Lord, I take the censers off of the altar in heaven, and I sprinkle them on the earth. And as I begin to sprinkle, says God, fire, coals of fire, are going to begin to fall. In unexpected places. High get up of us Sunday. I'm going to so confuse the so-called experts. I'm going to show up in places nobody thought that I could show up. Before I'm done, says the Lord, they will allow a spirit-filled Holy Ghost tongue-talking preacher to open Congress. God said that as my servant begins to pray, that as it was in the days of George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, God, cover the earth. this year's out, saith the Lord. I'm going to permanently shut down ministries because they do not reflect me. They do not speak for me. I will erase their memories. They will just be forgotten. Right now, saith God, I have angels that I've sent to the earth, and their sole job is to begin to remove candlesticks from those who did not honor my presence. And as this angelic host's hands are filled with candlesticks that once belonged to people who knew who I was, but walked away for personal ambition and goals, these angels shall now come back into the earth, and they will begin to extend to the hungry, to the bruised, to the broken, to the blind, to the captive. And said, would you like this? And they were saying, yes, sir, I would. And God said, there is an exchange. The Lord says that you will remember this year as a year of exchange. I'm not looking for change, says God, for I've already made my decisions. He who is holy, let him remain holy. And he who is unholy shall remain unholy. For I have shifted now, says the Lord. And this final move is the final harvest. And now I am reaching to the unchurched, to the lost, to those who have not known the privilege of being in my presence. There will be a large contingency, says the Lord, of men and women that will stand on the outside and see my glory, yet will never be a partaker of it because you did not value what I am. I say to thee, thou art in a kairos moment, and I have shifted the church out of chronos time, which is controlled by men. And I have started the clock in heaven. Tick, tock, tick, tock. And I am loosing the kairos timing of God in the atmosphere. I have seen my church in this last day, says the Lord, and it's a beautiful church. It's radiant. It's glorious. It glows with my glory. There are many entrances, says the Lord, to this church. I can see it in the spirit. One comes in a wheelchair, and they run out the other side. No, this says God, I am tired of the political correctness. what I know to be demons, you have named sickness. This day, saith the Lord, I can heal your children of autism. But don't tell me it's not spirit. And I'm going to deal with the abominations. To you doctors, says the Lord, who are cutting the genitals off of my babies, you have treasured wrath from heaven unto yourself. And know this, saith God, I can take you out in a moment, but I am not. I'm going to make you suffer the same suffering that you have loosed on the innocent. You yourself shall reap. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Kiara Bobo Sunday. I am loosing, says God, combustible fire. Just as there is no scientific explanation of why some things burst into flames, there will be no explanation, says God, for what I'm beginning to do in the earth. The arrogance of man, says the Lord, to think that you could do away with me by mere words. When I have done, says God, there will be no atheists in the earth. There will be those, says the Lord, who still will curse me, knowing I am God. But there will be no atheists, says the Lord, because I am going to reveal myself in such a measure that I cannot be explained away. So this day, saith God, I'm not saying prepare yourself, I'm saying it's already coming. It's already started, says the Lord. You've not been able to see him, but cherubim, says the Lord, are flying through the air. And there's this sound, saith God, in the earth that is saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. I am bringing heaven, as my son prayed, my Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it already is in heaven. I am now answering that prayer, says the Lord, and I am bringing heaven, I am bringing heaven, I am bringing heaven into the earthly realm. And what you have read about, you shall now see. What you have heard about, hallelujah, you shall now touch. And all the glory and the majesty of God will be on such magnitude and such magnificent display that no man will be able to write it down in a book. You'll not be able to describe it. You'll go home and you'll get in your car and come back because you'll say, I could leave because of the glory of the Spirit of the Lord. So today I baptize you with my glory. I baptize you with my presence. I move you. I draw you. I wrap my arms around you. I bless you. I put in you my spirit. I praise you, saith God, for the power.
God do it.
Or not. He's drawn a line. Either he's going to be in the presence or not.